I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Afghans fear a renewed wave of terrorism after two suicide bombings at Shia mosques. Nehemiah from FMI says this violence has roots dating back to the death of Muhammad when the Sunni and Shia paths split. In Sunni-majority Afghanistan, groups like ISIS-K see the Taliban as not violent enough towards Shia Muslims. Nehemiah reports many Taliban fighters are deserting and joining the more radical ISIS-K. Meanwhile, Taliban has failed to operate as Afghanistan's government.
The life is dead. No one is coming to work. Women, children, no one is going to school. People are stopped coming to the offices. So they are completely failed state now. If ISIS is taking over in few weeks or months Afghanistan, I won't be surprised.
Ask God to protect Afghan Christians caught up in this conflict. Nehemiah says Sunni Muslims see Shia Muslims as heretics, but they see Christians in an even worse light. And the Haitian gang that kidnapped 17 American and Canadian missionaries is now demanding $17 million in ransom. This surge in gang activity and kidnappings has put other Haitian mission agencies on edge. Dave McCleary with Mission Aviation Fellowship says growing threats aren't stopping ministry, but it will look different.
We are able to respond still with airplanes because we can still fly to those distant, isolated communities. And we're finding actually more Haitian people and Haitian ministry activity needing to use the airplane because of the insecurity of the roads. And so that is something that we still see and are still able to help and respond to, is reaching those isolated places.
And please pray for the missionaries' safe release and for the salvation of their kidnappers. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. Click the banner at missionnews.org.